This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Trump is vowing to act with urgent resolve in response to two shootings over a 13-hour period this weekend. In comments Monday, he explicitly condemned white supremacy and called for a strong background checks for gun purchases.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
Trump spoke at the White House Monday after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, left 31 people dead and dozens more wounded. While the Dayton shooter was killed by police, El Paso police arrested a suspect who's expected to be charged with federal hate crimes. He's accused of posting an anti-immigration manifesto shortly before the attack. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Law enforcement officials identified him as 21-year-old Patrick Crucius of Allen, Texas, a Dallas suburb which is a nearly 10-hour drive from El Paso, home to many Latinos. Investigators are going over an anti-immigrant screed posted online just before the attack. Meanwhile, the suspect's grandparents issued a statement saying they are devastated and praying for the victims. They say that while his driver's license lists their Allen residence, he had moved out of their home 6 weeks ago. I'm Rita Foley.
A general strike in Hong Kong descended into citywide mayhem Monday as defiant protesters started fires outside police stations and hurled bricks and eggs at officers. After disrupting traffic early in the day, protesters filled public parks and squares in several districts. They are calling for the resignation of pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam. Lam insists she has no plans to resign. This is VOA News. South Korea and the United States are preparing to hold their annual joint military exercises despite warnings from North Korea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The North will wait to see if the drills actually take place to decide on the fate of its diplomacy with the U.S. and also whether to continue its unilateral suspension of nuclear and long-range missile tests, which leader Kim Jong-un announced last year amid a diplomatic outreach to Washington. The North insists even the downsized drills violate agreements between Kim and President Donald Trump, who in Singapore vowed to improve bilateral ties.
That's Charles de Ledesma from the Associated Press. Egyptian authorities say an explosion set off by a car crash in central Cairo was terrorism. A bomb in one of the four cars involved killed at least 20 people and left 47 injured. The explosion sparked a fire and damaged Egypt's main cancer hospital, forcing the evacuation of 54 people. China's yuan currency dropped to its lowest level in 11 years on Monday following threats from President Trump to impose new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese products starting September 1st. Observers expect the drop will fuel tensions with Washington while signaling the possibility of a currency war. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations have begun with three Pacific Island nations to renew a national security agreement that would help Washington counter growing Chinese influence in the region.
We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, and the people where we're sitting here today understand that having partners that are democratic, the United States, but Australia, Japan, and the other Pacific democracies are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better.
Under the terms of the deal, known as the Compact of Free Association, the U.S. military has exclusive access to airspace and territorial waters in the region. In exchange, the islands receive financial assistance. The United States and the United Nations have condemned a deadly bombing against a minibus transporting media professionals in Afghanistan. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility. Afghan officials say the bus was carrying staff of privately run Khurshid TV in Kabul on Sunday when a bomb placed inside the vehicle went off. The blast killed two passersby and injured three employees of the station. And India has scrapped the special autonomous status given to Kashmir for decades. It gives the state its own constitution and broad decision-making rights. Pakistan's foreign ministry has rejected the move. Kashmir is claimed by both countries. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.